This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Register. Richard Speed has the byline, "Magician forgets password to his own hand after RFID chip implant. It's important to have your login ready, literally. Ziteng Wang, a magician who implanted an RFID chip in his hand, admitted he lost access to it because he forgot his password. Sounded like a good idea at the time. Getting this chip implanted in your hand makes it easier to do magical stuff with it, but didn't turn out that way. Ziteng Wang says, turns out that pressing someone else's phone to my hand repeatedly, trying to figure out where their phone's RFID reader is, really doesn't come off as super mysterious and magical and amazing.
Sir, you are doing a disservice to an already maligned art form that is magicianry, all right? When you come in and you're like, oh, sorry, my technology doesn't work, you've not only given away your secret, you also make people go, like, literally, this is what they're saying.
What? There are people who don't even have their phone's RFID reader enabled. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's let's, you know what, let's do this. You keep talking.
In the end, Z says he rewrote the chip to link to a meme. So if you ever meet me in person, you can scan my chip and see the meme. Not everything is working out. Z said, when I tried to rewrite the chip, I was horrified to realize I forgot the password I locked it with.
So an RFID chip or tag is a tiny electronic device that uses radio waves to store and transmit data wirelessly to an RFID reader. Now, here's the other thing, too. Imagine just walking up to someone and saying, hey, put your phone on my hand.
On my hand, right.
Watch the magic.
It's a trick.
Again, magicians are a maligned group of artists. I said artists, but you got just some guy coming at you saying, hey, you got a phone? You want to put it on my appendage? Let's see something great here. Magic.
As Z says, techie friends I've consulted with have determined that it's too dumb and simple to hack. The only way to crack it is to strap on an RFID reader for days to weeks on end, brute forcing every possible combination. So again, he forgot the password to the chip and now can't activate this chip.
Maybe all of your friends who are, well, you said all my hacker friends, all my, maybe those friends should have told you that was a dumb idea before you did it. Also, who's going to hack it? What am I going to do? I'm going to hack your book of magic tricks. Oh boy. The rings. Oh boy, a rope.
Write down your passwords.
Just for something like this, just make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Don't do that.
Are we accessing his bank details? It's
a chip in his hand.
Yeah, so what? It's a thing.
Can you imagine if someone accidentally did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and activated the chip in his hand?
Yeah, then he'd be an interesting magician to witness.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.